Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are tackling one of the most important topics in the entire German course, nouns. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Nouns, really? Aren't those just words for things? And yes, technically, you're right. But in German, nouns are so much more than that. They have gender, they change form depending on their role in a sentence, and getting them right can be the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. So let's make sure you absolutely nail this. By the end of this podcast, you'll know how to identify noun gender, form plurals correctly, use nouns in different cases, and spot patterns that help you guess gender when you're not sure. We'll also go through exam tips, common mistakes, and finish with a quickfire quiz. Grab a pen. You might want to jot a few things down. Let's start with the big one, gender. In German, every single noun has a grammatical gender. It's either masculine, der, feminine, die, or neuter, das. Unlike in English, where the word die is just the for everything, in German, the word for die changes depending on the gender of the noun. So you have der Hund, the dog, masculine, die Katze, the cat, feminine, das Haus, the house, neuter. Here's the golden rule. Always, always learn a noun with its article. Don't just learn Hund, learn der Hund. Don't just learn Katze, learn die Katze. If you do this from day one, gender will become second nature. Now, is there any way to predict the gender? Actually, yes. Masculine nouns, der, often end in er, like der Lehrer, the teacher. Ig, like der König, the king. Ismus, like der Tourismus, tourism. Feminine nouns, die, often end in ung, like die Zeitung, the newspaper. Heit, like die Freiheit, freedom. Kite, like die Möglichkeit, possibility. Schaft, like die Freundschaft, friendship. Ion, like die Information. And Tät, like die Universität, university. Neuter nouns, das, often end in chen, like das Mädchen. Even though Mädchen means girl, it's grammatically neuter because of that chen ending. Diminutives always take das. Also, ment and endings are usually neuter. Das Dokument, das Museum. Right, let's talk about cases. German has four cases: nominative, accusative, dative, and genitive. At GCSE, you mainly need nominative, accusative, and dative. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. Der Mann kauft ein Buch. The man buys a book. Der Mann is nominative. The accusative case is used for the direct object. Der Mann kauft einen Hund. Einen Hund is accusative. Notice how der becomes einen in the accusative for masculine nouns. That's the key change. Feminine and neuter stay the same. The dative case is used for the indirect object. Ich gebe dem Mann das Buch. I give the man the book. Dem Mann is dative. In the dative, masculine and neuter use dem, and feminine uses der. Now let's talk about plurals. German plural formation has five main patterns. Adding e, der Tisch becomes die Tische. Adding er, often with an umlaut, das Buch becomes die Bücher. Forgetting umlauts in plurals is one of the most common mistakes in GCSE German writing. Don't let it be yours. Adding n or en, die Frau becomes die Frauen. Adding s for foreign words, das Auto becomes die Autos. And some nouns don't change at all. Der Lehrer becomes die Lehrer. In the dative plural, you always add n to the end of the noun. So die Bücher in the dative plural becomes den Büchern. Finally, compound nouns. German loves to stick nouns together. The gender always follows the gender of the last noun. Das Haus plus die Tür equals die Haustür, the front door. When you see a long German word in the reading exam, break it down into its parts. You'll often work out the meaning from the components. Right, now let's get into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Tip number one, learn every noun with its article. Write flashcards with der, die or das on one side and the noun on the other. Test yourself daily. Tip number two, colour code your vocabulary lists. Use blue for masculine, red for feminine and green for neuter. This creates a visual memory that helps your brain store the gender alongside the word. Tip number three, in the writing exam, if you're unsure of a gender, make a decision and stick with it. Inconsistency is penalised more heavily than a consistent error. Tip number four, in the reading exam, don't panic when you see a long compound noun. Break it into parts. Kraftfahrzeug. Kraft means power. Fahrzeug means vehicle. So Kraftfahrzeug means motor vehicle. You can often work it out. Tip number five, in the listening exam, listen carefully for the article before a noun. The article tells you the case and gender, which helps you understand the sentence structure. Common mistakes. Number one, incorrect gender. Candidates write die Hund instead of der Hund. The fix, learn the article with the noun every single time. Mistake number two, forgetting umlauts in plural forms. Das Buch becomes die Bücher, not die Bücher. Der Mann becomes die Männer, not die Männer. Those two little dots matter. Mistake number three, confusing the dative feminine article. In the dative, feminine nouns use der, not die. So it's mit der Frau, not mit die Frau. Mistake number four, not adding n in the dative plural. Die Bücher becomes den Büchern. Candidates often write den Bücher and lose the mark. Mistake number five, treating compound nouns as two separate words. Haustür is one word, not Haustür. Right, it's quiz time. Quick fire recall. I'll ask a question, pause, then give you the answer. Question one, what is the German word for the dog with its correct article? Der Hund. Question two, how do you form the plural of das Buch? Die Bücher. Don't forget the umlaut. Question three, in the accusative case, how does the masculine article der change? It becomes den, or einen, for the indefinite article. Question four, what gender is das Mädchen, and why? It's neuter, because it ends in hün, and all diminutives ending in hün are neuter. Question five, how do you say friendship in German, with its article? Die Freundschaft, feminine, because it ends in schaft. Question six, what is the dative plural of die Bücher? Den Büchern. Remember to add that N. Brilliant work if you got those right. And if you didn't, that's exactly why you're listening to this podcast. Go back, review those points, and test yourself again tomorrow. Retrieval practice is the single most effective revision technique there is. Let's wrap up. 1. Every German noun has a gender. Masculine, der, feminine, die, or neuter, das. Always learn the article with the noun. 2. There are patterns in noun endings. Um and height are feminine, hun and lein are neuter, er and ig are often masculine. 3. German has three main cases at GCSE, nominative, accusative and dative. The key change is masculine nouns in the accusative. Der becomes den. 4. Plural formation has five patterns. Learn plurals alongside the singular. 5. In the dative plural, always add n to the noun. 6. Compound nouns take the gender of the last noun and are always written as one word. You've got this. German nouns might seem complicated at first, but with practice, these patterns become automatic. Keep those flashcards going, colour code your vocab lists, and test yourself every day. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. Tschüss!